USamuel uqala esahluko 2 verse 1. Wana wakhuleka wathi, inhliziyo yami yethaba kuJehova, uphondo lwami luphakeme kuJehova, mlomo wami ukhamisile phezu kwezitha zami, ngoba ngenama ngensindiso yakho. Verse 2, akakho ongcwele njengoJehova, ngoba akakho noyedwa ngaphandle kwakho, futhi alikho idwala njengoNkulunkulu wethu. Verse 3, ningabe nisakhuluma ngokuzidla kangaka, kungaphumi ukuqhosha emlonyeni wenu, ngoba uJehova unguNkulunkulu wokwazi, izenzo zilinganiswa nguye. Verse 4, imitsalo yamaqhawe yaphuliwe, kepha abakhubekayo babhinciswa amandla. Verse 5, ababesuthile baqashelwa isinkwa, ababelambile sebeyekile ukulamba, yebo inyumba uzele abayisikhombisa, unabantwana abaningi uyawuma. Verse 6, uJehova uyabulala besephilisa, uyehlisela endaweni abafileyo abesenyusa. Verse 7, uJehova uyaphofisa abesecebisa, uyathobisa abesephakamisa. Verse 8, uyamvusa umpofu othulini, uyaphakamisa impabanga ezaleni, abahlalise nezikhulu badle ifa lesihlalo sobukhosi, ngoba izinsika zomhlaba singezikaJehova, ubekile izwe phezu kwazo. Verse 9, uyakugcina izinyawo zabathembekileyo bakhe, kepha ababe akuthuliswa ebumnyameni, ngoba kukho muntu oyakwahlula ngamandla. Verse 10, abalwa noJehova bayakuphahlazwa, uyakuduma ezulwini phezu kwabo, uJehova uyakwahlulela amajukujuku omhlaba, anike inkosi yakhe amandla, aphakamise uphondo logcotshiweyo wakhe. Verse 11, uElkana wayerama endlini yakhe, umntwana wakhonza uJehova phambi kuka-Eli umpristi. Verse 12, amadodana ka-Eli ayengabantu ababi, ayengamazi uJehova. Verse 13,
kwakungumthetho wabapristi kubantu ukuba nxa umuntu enikela ngomhlatshelo, kufike inceke yomphristi inyama isabila iphethe ngesandla ingwegwe emazinyo mathathu.
Verse 14, ihlabe ngayo emcengezini noma esoncweni noma ebhodweni noma ekhanzini, konke kwenyusayo ingwengwe umphristi wakuthatha, benze njalo eshilo kubo bonke abakwa-Israyeli ababefika khona. Verse 15, yebo engakashisa amanoni, yafika inceke yomphristi yathi kumuntu ohlabayo, letha inyama yokoselwa umphristi ngokuba akayukuthatha kuwe inyama ephekiweyo, kepha ihlaza. Verse 16, uma lowo muntu wathi kuyo, bakushisa nokushisa amanoni kuqala, bese uthathe njengokuthanda kwakho, yathi hayi woyiletha manje, uma ungayilethi ngiyakuyithatha ngamandla. Verse 17, isono sezinsizwa sasisikhulu kakhulu phambi kukaJehova, ngoba abantu bawudelela umnikelo kaJehova. Verse 18, uSamuel wakhonza phambi kukaJehova esengumntwana egqoke ingubo yamahlombe elineni. Verse 19, futhi unina wamenzela ijazana, walisa kuye eminyanga iminyaka, esenyuka nomyeni wakhe kuyonikela ngomhlatshelo weminyaka yonke. Verse 20, u-Eli wabusisa u-Elkana nomkakhe wathi, uJehova makunike inzalo ngalowesifazane ngenxa lokho uJehova atshele kwakhona, base bebuyela ekhaya. Verse 21, Jehova wamhambela wana, wakhulela wazala amadodana amathathu namadodakazi amabili. Umntwana uSamuel wakhula phambi kukaJehova. Verse 22, u-Eli wayesemdala kakhulu, wezwa konke amadodana akhe akwenzayo kwizalo wonke, nokuthi ayilala nabesifazane ababekhonza semnyango wetendele ukuhlangana. Verse 23, wathi kuwo, nenzeleni izinto ezinjalo na, ngoba ngiyezwa imisebenzi yenu emibi kubo bonke laba bantu. Verse 24, hayi madodana ama, akusilo izwi elihle elizwayo lenekwa ngabantu bakaJehova. Verse 25, uma umuntu ona kumuntu, uNkulunkulu uyakumahlulela, kepha uma umuntu ona kuJehova, uyakulanyulelwa ngubani na? Kodwa awalalelanga izwi likayise, ngoba uJehova wayethanda ukwabulala. Verse 26, umntwana uSamuel waqhubeka wakhula, waba muhle uJehova nakubantu. Verse 27, kwafika umuntu kaNkulunkulu ku-Eli wathi kuye, uJehova usho kanje uthi, angithi ngazibonakalisa kuyo indlu kayihlo, bese seGibhithe besendlini kaFaro. Verse 28, ngamkhetha kuzo zonke izizwe zaka-Israyeli ukuba abe ngumpristi wami, anikele i-athayela amashisa empepho, afake ingubo yamahlombe phambi kwami, nganika indlu kayihlo yonke eminikelo yomlilo yabantwana bakwa-Israyeli. Verse 29. Niwukhahlelelani umhlatshelo wami nomnikelo wami engiyale ngakho endlini yami, udumisa amathuthana akho phezu kwami, nizikhuluphalise ngeminikelo emihle kunayo yonke akwa-Israyeli abantu bami na? Verse 30. Ngalokho uJehova uNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli uthi, ngasho nokusho ukuthi indlu yakho nendlu kayihlo yohamba phambi kwami kuze kwephakade. Kepha manje uJehova uthi makube kude nami, ngoba abangidumisayo ngiyakubadumisa, abangidelelayo bayakweyiswa. Verse 31. Bheka izinsuku ziyeza engiyakunquma ngazo ingalo yakho nengalo yendlu kayihlo ukuba kungabikho xhegu endlini yakho. Verse 32. Uyakubona ukuhlupheka kwendlu yami kukho konke okuhle ayakwenzela khona u-Israyeli, akuyukubakho xhegu endlini yakho kuze kube phakade. Verse 33. Kepha ngiyukunquma umuntu wakhe alithala lami ukuba aqede amehlo akho, abangele usizo umphefumulo wakho, yonke inzalo yendlu yakho iyakufa isebudodeni bayo. Verse 34. Lokhu kuyakuba isiboniso kuwe esiyakwehlela amadodana akho amabili, oHofini noFinehasi, ngalusuku lunye bayakufa bobabili. Verse 35. Ngiyakuzivusela umpristi othembekileyo oyakwenza njengosenhlizweni yami nasengqondweni yami. Ngiyakumakhela indlu eqinileyo, uyakuhamba phambi kogcotshiweyo wami kuze kube phakade. Verse 36. Kuyakuthi bonke abasele endlini yakho bafike bamkhothamele ngohlambi lwesiliva neqebelengwane lesinkwa, bathi, ake ungibeke kwesinye sezikhundla zomphristi ukuba ngidle ucwezu lwesinkwa.